at some point, you have to realize that you've done just about all you feel like you can do or need to do, and that it's time to move on. And, you know, that's why I'm here before you today, and to say that it's over.
Welcome to a special Michael Strahan edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. Michael Strahan set many individual records as a member of the New York Giants, but his crowning team achievement came in his final season with the Big Blue. During the 2007 season, Michael was dominant on the field, but it was his personality and leadership off the field that helped lead the Giants to their third Super Bowl championship as a franchise.
Message to the fans?
Yeah.
I'm back to help us win. It's going to be fun. We're going to enjoy it. I mean, it's going to be a great season. If I can stand out on Sundays and help us win, then that's what I'm here for.
Get out of my face. Let me play. It's my first game back. It makes me nervous.
I'm actually a little rusty.
What about last game?
They don't run the ball to me no more.
Down!
I'm a hater.
I can't help it. I'm a hater.
Heck, if Jessica Simpson wanted to date me, I may give her a shot.
Come on! I am not worthy. Four quarters, fellas. Let's go. We just warming up. That old man.
You know, move it back over there. Leave me alone. I'm 35.
Like, I'm like 85 years old.
I need a hand warmer.
I've seen you. You are the best. You are better than me. All right? They can't touch you. You work for it.
You got to be physical on that run game today, okay? Physical. They dropping and pulling. Go blow that guard up to tighten whoever. Barry, do you really want the sack?
Done being kind of tight. We got that out of our system. And we got the tightness out of our system. Are we ready to relax and play how we play? Let's go.
I call it fun.
Everybody enjoys it. I'm having fun.
It's fun out here now. You don't need a rah-rah speech for me.
It's fun. It's fun.
Have fun, man.
It is a pleasure.
I got me a table of sacks and I ain't lying to you. I'm coming for your I leave here, the stadium going to chant my name.
D-line on three. One, two, three.
D-line. Your interceptions are athletic. Your run after the catch.
Sideline, sir.
That was a phenomenal looking interception. But your run after.
You know we're going to do these Vikings.
City, we run this city, all right? Let's go, New York Giants on three. One, two, three.
New York Giants!
Y'all out there getting all the sacks here.
Trying to catch up with you, hell.
They got to stop tipping me. I just got to get out of me. If we come off the field, you look me in the eye, look in the eye, and you're going to know you got each other's back. All right, good job.
Michael, what will you say to your teammates before the game?
Enjoy whipping somebody's
Basically, play loose, have fun.
We love whipping that's why we're still here.
Enjoy it.
They don't want to be hitting them out. We don't know nothing but physical. That's what we're going
to
get in.
And to be honest with you, it's just a game.
We're the New York Giants. We are the greatest city and the greatest show on the earth. Everybody talk about a dynasty. Our dynasty starts today.
I'm very offended.
He cannot block me.
I know he can.
Inside, outside, he's going to get every bit of it today. I'm going to get the ring.
Wait.
Giants with the most improbable win in recent memory have won Super Bowl 42.
We won the Super Bowl.
I can't even describe it. Like I said, it's going to take a few days for me to realize. I was saying his final score is 17-14.
17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
And I kept walking up and down the sidelines, and 17-14 is going to be the final. And amazingly, that's what it was.
I love you. The New York Giants are the 2007 world champions. Thank you.
You know, it's always said in sports that leaders are born, not made. In Michael Strahan's case, he was born to be a leader. During the course of the season, I sat down with Michael Strahan as he reflected on his 15-year career with the New York Giants. You'll hear that interview coming up next on this special Michael Strahan edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
He put team above self, and that's the greatest thing that he did. He sees the big picture. He always has. And that great story in the Super Bowl of the calmness that he brought to his teammates. We had the penalty with the 12 men on the field, and he can see the red line going up my face at that point in time. And he slides over next to me, and he looks at me, and he says, "Coach, we've been in a lot tougher situations than this."
You got to remember, man, I'm shocked. When I called John Mara yesterday, when I called Steve Tisch yesterday, and Jerry and Coach Coughlin, I was shocked. I was like, oh, my goodness, I did it. I absolutely made the call that it just ended my career.
I have to say, I was surprised, just like many of Michael's teammates, that he decided to call it quits. You know, Michael decided last year to come back at the end of training camp to embark upon his 15th season in the National Football League. During the end of last season, I sat down and talked with Michael about coming back and reflecting on his long tenure with the Giants. Michael, talk about what went on in your mind when you decided, I'm going to come back and play. What was the moment?
When I sat there and thought that there's no way that I felt comfortable with thinking that I'd never walk out of the stadium and see the crowd and put on my pads and say that was the way I was going to say goodbye to the guys on my team. So,
your number, 92. I mean, one of the greatest defensive ends of all time was Reggie White. What does it say about your game when people recognize the fact that this guy is not only a pass rusher, but this guy is a dominant defensive end in the tradition of a Reggie White?
It's actually amazing to me because I look at Reggie White and it's, you know, above anything I ever thought or imagined myself of as a player, you know. And now to be compared to Reggie White or to say, well, that 92 and, you know, Reggie would be proud he wears that number. I mean, that means everything to me because that was one of my idols growing up, someone I loved watching even as a player when we played against those guys. I didn't sit on the bench because I wanted to watch Reggie White.
93, you come to the Giants, and Lawrence Taylor's on this team, mm-hmm. and Phil Simms is on this team, and there were a lot of players left from the 90 championship team. What was it like the first day in training camp, your first training camp here?
Scary. I mean, my entire rookie year, I was scared. I mean, I was afraid to come to work every day because, the rookie hazing, it's just very uncomfortable. As a rookie, you didn't speak. You shut up, you just sat back, you watched, you did what you were told.
Was it intimidating coming from an all-black school to coming to the NFL? Because teams don't necessarily draft players from all-black colleges that much anymore. Here you are coming to the NFL. Did you have doubts about your ability?
I was told when I left college, by a trainer who was working me out for the combine. He said, now, when you're in these situations at the combine or in the NFL, you're not Michael Strahan from Texas Southern University. You're Michael Strahan, the football player. And if you weren't the best or you weren't one of the best, you wouldn't be there.
Teammates, when you look back on your career, who were some of the guys you had the most fun with?
Armstead, Seahorn, Cornelius Griffin, Ryan Hale, who nobody probably know Ryan Hale, Christian, Peter, Keith Hamilton, one of my all-time favorites. Especially the team we went to the Super Bowl with Dave Thomas at cornerback and Sam Garns, one of my favorites, Sean Williams. To be on that team in that year, it felt so... I mean, I know we played Minnesota, no one gave us a chance to win, and we won 41-0, regardless of how the Super Bowl went. But for some reason, we just felt so much. I've never felt such cohesion as a team. And that team was probably the closest team I've ever been on.
Growing up, how hard was it, you know, living in Germany as a kid? And talk about the role of your parents and what they played in keeping you in a stable situation.
And my parents have been great because it never was when you or if you can, or if you do this or if you do that. It's like when you. When you get a scholarship, when you make the pros, when you make the Pro Bowl, when you go to the Hall of Fame, it's like they've seen things a lot further ahead than I ever even imagined. And that's why it makes me just happy and I'm proud that I can play the way I play and do what I do and make my parents proud. Because at some point, you can't do this for yourself.
Talk about your brothers and your sisters and the relationship that you have with them. just needly? I mean, you're not Michael Strahan, number 92 future Hall of Famer.
They're scared of me. Now I'm bigger than they are. They used to beat me up when I was a kid. I was a baby of six, you know, the youngest of six. So I was the one who got beat up, pushed around, made fun of. I actually credit my brothers because they used to make fun of me because I was a chunky little kid. So I started working out because of them. And if it weren't for them, I would not be here now. When I talk to my brother, text me before every game, my brother Victor, and Chris, my brothers that live here, they'll text me before the game, or they'll call me, or if I see them, they'll say, you know, go out there and show them what you got. And, you know, that's all I need to hear from them.
Tell the fans how you want to be remembered as a player. How do you think you'll be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? How do you feel you should be remembered?
I would probably be remembered as the guy with the big gap that should have went and had it fixed because the NFL had a great dental plan. That's probably what most people will probably say. I want to be remembered as an everyday guy who fortunately was very good at the game of professional football and gave you everything you expected when he went out there to play. Plain and simple. Nothing more than that.
Coming up next, we'll track Michael Strahan's career from his rookie season in 1993 right through his final game in Super Bowl 42. That next on this special tribute to Michael Strahan on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
When you don't have a ring, you kind of justify to yourself that you're okay without having it. But when you get it, you're like, oh, there's no way I could have left without a ring. I remember the first day I walked in the locker room, Lawrence Taylor walked through, and I'm a rookie, and the whole locker room just goes silent like Jesus walked in. And I remember that like yesterday, and here it is 15 years later, and to do the things that I've done just doesn't seem real.
Just like Michael was in awe of Lawrence Taylor, rookies Mathias Kiwanuka and Justin Tuck were in awe when they walked into the locker room for the first time and saw Michael Strahan. Hey, it was a long journey for number 92 as a second-round draft pick out of Little Texas Southern to a future Hall of Fame career as we look back at the spectacular career of Michael Strahan.
Back goes O'Brien. O'Brien steps up. He's hit. Giants sack him. The hand made the tackle.
That's his first sack of the year.
Fowler is going to pass. Looking long. Hit. Sack. Big break in by Michael Strahan.
Drops back. Fields pressure. Sack by Strahan back at the 20.
He hit and dropped. Loss of two. Strahan on the tackle.
Drops back. Has some time. Now a sack. Sack by Michael Strahan. Takes the snap, steps up in the pocket. He's sacked at the 20-yard line by Strahan. Sack number 7 today. Cunningham rolling right. Sack back at the 38-yard line. Strahan was there.
Oh, what a job by Michael Strahan.
Say we couldn't do it.
Feels pressure, now unloads left, and it's intercepted by Michael Strahan, running down the right sideline, touchdown! Looks left, and he's sacked. Back at the 49-yard line, Michael Strahan gets number 13 on the season.
He is stopped short. Michael Strahan again.
Runs left, Strahan shuts it down.
Settles, throws, pass batted, and it's intercepted by Strahan! Michael running to the 20! Under pressure, sacked inside the 10-yard line. Michael Strahan has another.
What can we do to disrespect him with that on this field? And that's what we're going to do. Defense on three. 1, 2, 3. Defense.
Pumps, looks, and he is sacked back at the 35-yard line. Guess who? Michael Strahan again. And again, Michael Strahan just eating up the offensive line of the Rams.
McNabb back under pressure, rolling right. Sacked back at the 40-yard line. Guess who? Michael Strahan. Marv calling signals. Play fake. Rolls right. Oh. Gets sacked by Michael Strahan. It's a new record. Michael Strahan, 22 and a half sacks.
He's under pressure. He gets sacked by Strahan at the 42. No cutback play, and this time shut down by Michael Strahan.
Looks under pressure, and he's sacked back at the 7-yard line.
His 13th sack of the season.
You know, Jazz got something to prove, man. All right? You got to play like that. We always got something to prove.
Gets tackled at the line of scrimmage. Michael Strahan got him. Pressure gets sacked. Back at the 36-yard line by Michael Strahan. Rolls left, chased by Umanura, sacked by Strahan, back at the 33.
Play fake, under pressure, rolls left, sacked by Strahan.
We do what they're going to do. Don't be afraid to make a play. Defense on three. 1, 2, 3, defense.
Blitz is on, sacked by Strahan and wrestled down.
Rolls right under pressure, sacked again by Strahan. Steps up under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan. And there's the record, the New York Giants record, 133.5. And he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house. Takes the snap and back to throw. Sets in the pocket, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan back at the 32-yard line.
And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Well, for Michael Strahan, no better way to end his career than with the Super Bowl championship. There's still a lot more to come here on this Michael Strahan tribute on Giants Access Blue. We'll look at how the Big Blue are moving forward without their all-time sack leader. We'll get a mini-camp report when we continue after this.
Looking back 15 years, my career has far exceeded all expectations. It really has. I was hoping to get in maybe 3 years, not move back in with my parents. That was really my goal. I just want to have to go home. 15 years as a New York Giant. One and only place I've known, and the only uniform I ever put on. And that in itself is very special.